1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. And if I know for sure.
It's Thursday night, and I'm Jake. With me, as always, are Riff and Xenophobe.
I'm back. Hello.
Xenophobe didn't sleep through the show this time.
It was great.
How do you know? It hasn't happened yet.
What?
You might still fall asleep.
Huh. What?
Shoot him with a poison dart.
That'll help me wake up.
Man, this computer has some problems. I hope that we don't... I hope that we don't lose our shit, and what I mean is the stream. Yeah.
I say, if they want to take my shit, that's totally cool. Well, I'll give it to them. I don't really have much use for it.
Evang says, okay, that Double comic, it's disturbing. The guy apparently fucked up his life midway into the comic, and it's visible through reading it. Eventually, all the characters become rapists and kill themselves, and apparently the guy committed suicide, too. I can't tell if it's a joke or not. Seriously, I feel horrible for laughing. That's pretty obviously a prank. If you read some more of the stuff, it was not ever real. Maledicta says, there's actually a song by the Arrogant Worms called A Night on Dildo about all kinds of cities in Canada with screwed up names. Well, good. Riki Kiki Taku says, I've only played Guitar Hero twice, but Lefty Flip rocks. Just saying. Man, I've been playing the shit out of some Guitar Hero 2. Yeah. Have you guys messed with it at all?
I have not.
Scully played it some yesterday. Tried to play Trogdor.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't very good at it.
That's wrong. I'm about, I don't know, three quarters of the way through it on hard.
Wow.
And it's neat. The co-op is interesting. Because there's like two guitar parts, you know, and each of you is playing one of them. But you have to both do star power at the same time, which is rough to coordinate. Because when I lift the guitar up to do star power, I just lose it. Like, I have to do that when there's no notes being played, or I just completely fuck up. So, and also it's like, you know, one of you is, like, say, the lead, and one of you is the bass guitar, and the bass lines are frequently just incredibly boring to play. So, I suppose in some games, I really wish that, like, dueling banjos was an unlockable, that would be fun as hell to play on two different parts. But, it's neat. Sweet Child of Mine on Guitar Hero, that makes me happy. That's fun to play. Casper11589 says, I love the game and hope that you keep it going for a long time more. Well, me too.
So do I.
Me too.
A Naked Jew says, my nose is of normal size, my nose is of normal size, my nose is of normal size, and says that a bunch of other times. Yeah,
just
whatever.
Saying it doesn't make it true, whatever, no matter how many times you say it.
You know, the reason that you're able to say things that many times in a row is because of all the extra space in your sinus cavities for spooling out your word buffer.
Ah, I didn't know that was where that was kept.
Yeah.
So boogers are basically just words that you never got around to using?
Yeah, basically. They congeal.
Oh, wow.
If you don't use them after a while.
Neat.
So if I just, like, I could go around televangelizing just by picking and flicking?
I don't think they're useful as words once they get to that condition.
Okay.
Wow, Fusiliban points out that you can use the select button for star power.
Oh.
I did not know that. I'm going to start doing that shit, though. Lawler says, do you guys watch Metalocalypse? It is the most brutal show in the entire world. And by the way, one of their songs is on Guitar Hero 2. I saw it once.
Never heard of it.
It's like an Adult Swim show. The animation bothers me a little bit. You know what was cool was, I saw one episode of a show, and I forget the name of it. It was like Somebody of Barbaria. And it was just this weird, like, sort of comedy, you know, Conan-style show that was good. It's just him, like, brutally killing all these goblins and splitting them in half and stuff and then fighting this wizard.
Excellent.
I don't remember. I don't remember the name of the guy. But as far as I know, I was like, after I saw it the first time, I was like, damn. And I set my DVR to record every episode of it that ever played, and it never recorded anything ever.
Huh.
So that might have been, like, just a pilot that failed or something.
Were there ever any more episodes of Amazing Screw-On Head?
Not that I'm aware of.
Huh.
If that got canceled after one episode, I will not be even a little bit surprised, but I'll continue to be angry. Alan C. says, Wegmans is an upstate New York grocery store chain. Okay, that came up somewhere. Oh, I see. That was the person talking about getting a job there and how they had to watch an egg cruelty video that made them realize how little of a shit they give about chickens. Ananias says, why couldn't you do a progressive house cut now? Is it because players would bitch? Oh well, cry more. I mean, we could do a progressive cut now, but I don't know. I almost think that it would make people stop playing it, you know?
Is he talking about the MMG?
Yeah. Ponjo says, hey, Jake, in all the records, why does the Pet Rock show up on the most wins score sheet? Because it's not blacklisted. That's a bunch of people talking about how much the Dooble comics suck. Professor Tank says, Jake, I know you're not going to get this until Thursday, but I was finishing reading Dooble as you guys started talking about it. It is amazing, and I would like your thoughts. He says, Yvang says, if you read through Dooble to where they first start raping, then they agree that rape isn't funny. He also says, this is definitely not an act the Dooble guy is putting on because he made a post at the VG Cats forum, first thing to come up on Google for Dooble, and it's before he killed himself, 5 days before. Yeah, wait, no, I lied. He confesses later that it was an act. You know, I'm pretty sure that the guy didn't post his own obituary to his website. That's, like, piece of evidence number one. You know, I mean, there's some, like, sort of vague nod to that, like, oh, we found his password stored in his computer. You know, but
it was in his wallet.
Dark Evil XE says, it's really bassy.
Bassy?
Must be talking about a lake.
Count Basie?
Bunya Bandler says, is the picture of the spoon just one of the tiny maracas flipped over? No, I think I actually drew a new spoon.
I wouldn't put the maraca thing past you, though.
Spoons and maracas are very similar in shape. But not in concavity.
That was a big word.
Yep.
What does it mean?
You know, bowl-like or sphere-like.
Okay.
So, somebody sends, who is it? Fred Levi sends a link to the Wikipedia article, Buffalo, 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 which is apparently a grammatically correct sentence. So it's like Buffalo from Buffalo, and then they use Buffalo as a verb. But I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, I don't believe that.
That looks like...
okay. It's like... All right, they say... it may be revealing to read the sentence replacing all of the capitalized buffalo the verb with intimidate and the noun with people. So it's like... Buffalo people intimidate buffalo people. So it's like buffaloes from Buffalo that are buffaloed by buffalo. Also buffalo. That's pretty clever. I've never actually seen that one. The sentence that I remember doing this term paper about, like, natural language processing when I was in high school, and it was like, this is the cheese that the mouse, that the cat, that the dog bit chased ate.
Whoa.
Like, is a grammatically sound sentence, but it just
makes... It's also grammatically stupid.
I remember my German teacher in high school talking about how that was one of the problems with German newspapers is because apparently the typical German newspaper writing style is to stack parentheses over and over and over. So you have one sentence basically that runs all the way down the column, and in German you don't get verbs until the end of the sentence. So by the time you'd gotten to the end of it and found out what the verbs are, you had to go back and read it again to find out what was going on.
Past tense, you don't get the verb until the end of the sentence.
Yeah,
because verbs are always second thing in the sentence. They're like the second unit. Warmidge Wilf again says, is Olaf, one of the guild trainers, a reference to a series of unfortunate events?
No.
It
was a reference to... Somebody asked me to use Olaf because they had a character somewhere that was Olaf the Barbarian or something, but I don't remember who it was.
I mean, there was Olaf from The Lost Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't a janitor, though.
No. He wasn't.
But he did have a big...
He might have retired and become a
trainer. They put those guys into one of the dungeons in World of Warcraft.
That's
there's there's
yeah.
Olaf in it. You can get Oil of Olaf, which I thought was funny because it's...
I rolled the Horde character on World of Warcraft, and I was amused to find the lazy peons.
I'm just about getting to the right level to start doing Un'Goro Crater, so I'm ready to get that Zelda quest.
That quest is fun. Although it's over the course of 4 or 5 levels, so you don't get to see all of it. Anyway. Paradupe says, why doesn't the armorer and leggerer sell shirts? Because...
He's an armorer and a leggerer.
Chesterer.
That doesn't make any sense.
Chesterer. Chesterer the molesterer.
Buffalo.
Frank Warshaw says, I was wondering if you has a win list on the raffle total.
Two.
Extreme Carl says, are fat guy balls made by fat ball elves? I don't probably know. Llama Mancer asked a bunch of questions that I'm not going to... Yeah. Evang says, how about that Family Guy video game? I am not interested in it, but I heard there's some game in which there's a minigame in where... Yeah, there's a minigame in it where you play Marco Polo with Helen Keller.
Excellent.
Llama Mancer says, I was playing 1,000 blank white cards with my friend and his 8-year-old brother, who both play KOL, and the brother made a card called Shoe, where you had to stick your hand down your pants and shout erection out loud, which was hilarious because I used it on him and his parents heard him.
Why was it called Shoe?
Yeah, I don't get it.
These gym Pokemon are great. I got Shoe. You guys ever see that South Park episode?
Yeah, that was an old one. That was like back when I was originally watching it.
Mibu Wolf says, hey guys, I don't know if anyone has mentioned this before, but are you aware that if you change your password and try and do stuff in the same session, you'll always be told that you have invalid password submitted? Yes.
That form should probably, like, log you out.
Yeah. Johnny the Johnner says, speaking of strip clubs in Minneapolis, there's a strip club here that has a stripper with no arms. Fuck the lap dance. I'll pay $10 to watch her open a door.
How does she strip without arms?
She's got, like, a breakaway suit.
She is so sick of being asked that question. How do you strip without arms? Max Van says, is Multizar an actual person or just a bot that tries to detect multi-abuse? Couldn't he be both? He's actually a cyborg that detects multi-abuse.
With his laser eyes and buzzsaw hands.
Dio says, hey again, guys. Was just thinking, and I was wondering if you could put a tool in for clan leaders to be able to restrict new clan members from taking certain items from the stash, like a tiny plastic sword or ice items. The reason for this would be to allow new members to take items from the stash, such as food or booze, but to be restricted from the temptation of doing a runner with all the rare items in the stash. Or just add another stash that you access if the leader allows you to. Just a thought. Well, the stash is a stash that you can only access if the leader allows you to. I'm pretty sure that all of those things, tiny plastic swords, ice items, and the like, are zero auto-sell items, which there's a separate permission for taking those things out. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that the karma system in the stash is perfect the way that it is, but I will say that there are mechanisms in place for you to do exactly everything that you're asking about. So, yeah, there's that. Creeping crud, which I haven't heard that phrase since my dad used it, went through a list of cheese types to come up with some possible anti-cheese uses and came up with beer cheese, string cheese, cream cheese, buffalo cheese, derby cheese, and Limburger, which could yield a Limburger.
Limburger.
Or a Limurger. Enemy Lasagna says, in which order will the following things be completed? NS-13, guild quests, the kingdom's history, weekly holidays, making clan warfare worth the trouble. I think he's been listening to radio archives. you know, weekly holidays will happen at some point when we think of something. I mean, you know, we could do it now, it's just that they wouldn't necessarily be any good. So, you know, someday, like, I don't know.
It'll probably be a Thursday, I bet. Yeah.
NS-13, you know, it's slowly getting there, but it's. I'm no longer going to make any promises about when it's going to happen because I want to get it right.
Yeah, and it's increasingly large.
Yeah, yep. All day today I spent working on code that no one will see for weeks or months or years, but it's fun.
And it'll probably stay hidden in the code for weeks or months or years after it becomes unnecessary. But, hey, it won't hurt anything.
Oh, no. I'm talking about something else, actually. Oh, okay. I started working on one of the other things that is on that list. Got a good 3-4 hours of coding work done today. That was pretty satisfying.
Yeah, if you hear a metallic clacking noise, that's me playing with these magnets that my mother gave me for my birthday. It's these set of rare earth magnets that are really powerful and keep smashing together. And pinching my fingers. It's great.
That is great.
Yeah.
ACDR says, hey guys, what happened to the login page? I reinstalled Firefox and it no longer prompts me if I want to save the password, and having to type it in every time makes me a sad panda. I mean, nothing happened to the login page.
Yeah, it's something happened to your Firefox.
Or, does that know...
It's actually, I've heard of that before. It's the fact that when the login page processes the form, it clears the password.
It clears out the password field? Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't have it save your password anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, Guild Quest will be after NS13.
I actually did a little more on that this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Well, all right. Making clan warfare worth the trouble. That, there's some ideas that we have for some clan stuff that I think that's probably post NS13. I mean, the big things, the big ideas that we have are definitely post NS13. But yeah, Enter the Wumpa says, perhaps in order to make all the people complaining about not having time to play because of when rollover is, you could just have a 23.5 rollover each day, or 23.5 hour rollover each day, and the non-rollover time would be during when rollover is now. Then people would be happy, right? Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
For some reason, buying things from the Rumpus Room counts as stash activity. Please fix this, or I'm going to quit the game.
Oh, well, sorry to see you go, Enter the Wumpa. Have fun with the rest of your life.
Bye.
Watermelon Man says, what happened to the Feely Pack photo? I don't know.
It's on the network
drive. It's on the network drive.
Feelings.
I keep forgetting.
JPEG.
Put it up somewhere. Okay.
Wait a minute. I thought I already hosted that somewhere and posted it into that thread.
If you did. I mean, do you have an SCP program that you could drop that onto the images server from the network drive real quick? Because I don't want to mess with installing anything on Skull's machine.
SCP off the Putty webpage. I mean... But
the Rum
sure.
says, wait, Emperor Lore? The Viva La Revolution? Please tell me this wasn't improvisation and that this will be implemented one day. No, absolutely. That it was, wasn't, imp- I mean, I guess it was improv when we talked about it the first time, but no. And it's Emperor Yore, the days of Yore, not the days of Lore. But if there was Emperor Lore, he could be overthrown by Emperor Data, because he's like, without the dangerous emotion chip. Terry F. says, I think it'd be cool to be able to create hardcore accounts with a special code of some sort from an active account. What do you think? Oh, like a brand new hardcore account? I mean...
Well, this file is, like, gigantic and ginormous.
Yeah, maybe you resize it to...
I think I'm going... It's like 2 megs.
To 600 megs.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, the print quality version.
Yeah, I will fix that.
Anyway, here in a minute, you'll be able to see the Feely Pack photo. I still need to talk to them and find out what the hell is going on with those keys. It's getting to the point where I think we're hitting the, like, 4 to 6 weeks that they said. So, I don't know. Oh, I also have your Christmas present in the back seat of my car. Don't let me leave without giving it to you. Speaking of things arriving in the mail. Tom93 says, when I first found the rules for 1,000 blank white cards, I brought it into school to play with my friends, but my friends raped it until I decided never to play it with them again. So now I need to make new friends just to play 1,000 blank white cards with.
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
If you can't play 1,000 blank white cards with your existing friends, that probably means that your existing friends suck. If you're the kind of person who wants to play blank white cards and you can't find anybody to play with, you need new friends.
Either that or you need to cure your halitosis, because, it's starting to smell. I don't actually know if you have halitosis or not.
Cyan 220, say. I know Scully was reluctant to add another familiar with 60 already in the game, but what about a party animal and would only be useful on holidays? Like Pet Rock 90% of the time and Kokobo / Shaman 10% of the time. I think a Kokobo / Shaman would be really, really overpowered. Hogula says, anyway, the Knob Lab could get some form of revamp or relooking at. I mean, there are no unique items dropped in any of the menageries, and the Knob Scientists only drop steroids and love potions and seltzers. They could be dropping Bunsen burners, scalpels, syringes that aren't steroids, glasses, lab coats, Jacob's ladders, and the basic elemental could drop a broken code item that appears really glitchy like the Bug Bugbear. Also, why don't the scientists blind us with science yet? On a very tenuously related note, if you do expand the Sleazy Back Alley into Hobopolis, it could contain a numbered warehouse which, depending on what number, what you number it, it could be a reference to Area 51, the awesome Megadeth song Hangar 18, or any number of other various numbered super secret locations. What was the launch bay that they left Mos Eisley from?
It's in a song, Weird Al. I can't remember.
Gleeb says, "Do adventures
34, I think. I don't remember.
Do adventures spent with no familiar count against your favorite familiar? Well, they set your, you know, yes, they do. Counts as you can have a favorite familiar of zero.
Most of the records.
Grok the Mad says launch bay 327, but I think it was two digits.
I'm almost positive it's 34.
Snot says, is there any way to fix the weird formatting of the combat text when a personal rain cloud acts? It's jammed right after your action without even a space, and it just looks a little strange. I did not know that. Minor Annoyance says, would one looking at the glistening staff and poutine pole weapons not think that they are a bit too similar? Would they not, the one looking? 327 was the pad at Cloud City. IZB37 says, Riff, you are awesome. Just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you.
And a question. Why are the plexiglass items not an outfit? Thanks. Well, because there are too many of them. I am a Rouge says, what server do you all play on in World of Warcraft, and are you in a KOL guild? If not, are you planning on making one? We tried to get people to play with us on Dune Mall, but like only a handful of people showed up. It wasn't enough people to make a guild.
I mean, it's just like five of us on the other one.
Yeah. Walla Walla 23 says, I had to take a typing class every year from 4th to 8th grade, but I'm actually got good at typing over a summer in the KOL chat. Well, good. StrongBadFannyX says, what mangas does Xenophobe and possibly Rift prefer? I continue to enjoy the case-closed mystery mangas.
Battle Angel is my favorite. The Lone Wolf and Cub series is really good, as well as Samurai Executioner by the same guy. The Bleach manga is pretty good. What's the one with that Ronin who can't be... Blade of the Immortal. It's really good. That's all I can think of offhand.
Let's see. On my shelf I have... Cromarty High School, which is really funny. The Helsing manga, and I also read the Bleach manga.
Docking Bay 94.
No, 94. I knew it had a 4. Docking Bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door. With the flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor.
I see.
That's the weird... Okay, I posted the Feelies. Whatchamacallit? Images.kingdom.com/feelies.jpg.
FEELIES.JPG. Di Vernon says, why on items that give bonus stats after combat does the enchantment read plus X stat parentheses S per fight with the parentheses there no matter what the number is? Because I didn't bother writing any logic onto it. StrongBadFannyX says, I dig the new leaderboards. It, at least for now, gives me a chance to get on a leaderboard for a while. Well, good. That's what we want. DreamerTK says, does the Hall of Records change the records it displays hourly? Some of them change every hour. I think the consumption and collection leaderboards change every hour. I think. The familiar ones change every day. Fred Levi says, 4chan died today. Everyone tried to go 7chan and it killed that too. Seems there won't be any English imitation of 2chan for a while. What? I don't get it.
It's full of websites and fail.
Well, 4chan.com is like a domain squatter.
I think it's .org.
Oh.
And also, it's backup, I think.
What the hell? I don't even understand what...
It's an image hosting site with lots of child porn on it. I wouldn't waste your time.
Sweet. How is that a waste of time?
It's not child porn. It's just
mostly.
Hentai. Hentai isn't child porn.
Just most of it.
Well, in that it's porn for children.
Yeah.
Not that it's porn of children.
Hey, you see that bit where he did there, where he took the phrase and turned it around? Did you hear that?
Snot says, any chance of pixel schnapps? It'd be delicious.
Eh.
What would that taste like?
Copper. It tastes like clothes.
Hogula says, every election day, you guys should rearrange the positions of the councilors of loathing, or give them funny hats or something.
How would you, if we rearranged the positions, how would you know?
How do you know
yeah,
we
Yeah, how do you know we didn't already? Yeah, so fucking no smoking anywhere in Arizona.
Yeah, that kind of pissed me off that that law passed.
No, I mean, you knew it was going to. To me, the only hope was that both of them would pass and that the one that lets you smoke in bars would supersede the one that doesn't let you smoke
anywhere. They wouldn't let it. I was really amused that...
No, I'm pretty sure it was written such that if 206 passed, it overrode...
Oh, did it?
201, but...
Hmm. I was really amused that both of the ones that wanted to set aside land for public use were both denied. The 105 and the 106.
But Proposition 204, which was hogwash, it passed. So
now they're going to have more space in
the lottery one didn't pass.
Yeah.
That's so
that's
sad.
I don't know who would be against that. I voted for all the taxes, though. 80 cents a pack on cigarette tax that passed. Awesome.
God damn it.
Haha. I mean, it was going to pass whether I voted for it or not, you know.
Hmm.
But honestly,
that's how politics works.
But honestly, I'm all about taxes. Tax and spend. I'm a Democrat.
I'm very happy that the salary increase for representatives didn't pass. Just because I'm a hateful, spiteful man.
It didn't. I mean, the thing is, they have been trying to raise their salary above $24,000 a year since I've lived in Arizona, and they have to put it to a vote, and it always fails because people are assholes. I don't understand. I don't understand how anyone could look at that and think, oh, yeah, one of the most important jobs in the state, let's pay them $24,000 a year. Like, they have to have other jobs. It makes it so all of our legislators have to have other jobs. I mean, not, you know, they wouldn't, I guess, because mostly they're, like, rich people, but I mean, goddamn. That just makes me angry. Left says, dude, you're not supposed to eat the paper with button candy. You're supposed to lick the back of the paper, and that dissolves the adhesive chemical, and then you eat the dot.
Whoa.
Wow, really?
That seems like a secret that would have to be found in a file somewhere on the internet before...
It doesn't sound like a secret to everybody.
Wax paper. I don't think that licking it does anything.
I'm pretty sure he was just bullshitting you.
What? That doesn't seem like it. I mean, it's not funny. It's a joke.
Well, it's funny to you, to him, because he fell for it. That's all that really matters. Also, this cat is the most tolerant cat in the world.
Hogula says, why did you feel it necessary to make the antique spear break? It was already quite impractical for anyone LTSing due to the horrible, horrible penalty it gave to initiative. This doesn't affect what, in my experience, is the most popular use for antique spears, pulverizing, and takes away one of the few combinations of equipment that actually encourage turtle tamers to play like turtle tamers and not seal clubbers. Well, they don't break that often. They break less often than we had initially intended for them to, and we also doubled the drop rate on them. So it's just, you know.
Yeah, odds are you'll be getting a new one soon.
Yeah. And they were supposed to break to begin with. We just didn't finish it.
Right.
Tiny Plastic Dio says, hey, guys, just wondering why the balls obtained from the billiards room aren't zappable. Yeah, I don't know. They all have exactly the same drop rate. I guess there's no reason they shouldn't be droppable. They shouldn't be zappable. Drappable. Crappable. UberWiki says, could bonus spell damage be, say, applied half to in-combat healing spells? No. We don't have an enchantment that adds to healing spells.
That would probably become very important.
Do you think it would?
Yeah. For people using Saucy Salve?
For people stasising?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paradupe says, the grass elemental in the menagerie, is he really made out of grass? How do the knobgoblins keep the hippies out?
That's what the elite card is for.
Nico says, every time you kill a kitten, God masturbates. Sick fucker. Naked Juice says, thanks for the ballroom blintz. Hogula says, thanks for implementing the ballroom blintz. You're welcome. Thank you for the idea, whichever one of you it was. Hogula says, someone on some radio show came up with the idea of fighting elementals of the five elements. If you guys did a sleaze elemental, would it be a guy with oily hair and a cheap suit? Or would it be more along the lines of a giant censored bar?
It'd be Janet Jackson. Yeah, I got nothing.
Gorblack says, can you make the Barkle necklaces zappable into one another? Are those the Barkle necklaces now?
Isn't his name Bartle?
Yep.
Bob Barkle?
Barkle.
It's like a shorter version of Bob.
Bob Barker's Barker. Retired from being the Price is Right dude.
Really?
Oh, that's so
yeah,
sad.
After 35 years. I don't know who's doing it now, but he's probably not nearly as good.
Wants to devote his time full time to castrating animals.
and sexually harassing blondes.
He's not going to get nearly as much poontang now that he isn't on Price is Right.
Yeah, because that was such street cred for him.
Oh, it totally was.
Ziggy Zagnut says, when the Penguins finally close the Raffle House, can you tell us how much meat was sunk? Some of us have a running bet about how many quadrillion tickets have been sold. I don't think that a quadrillion tickets have been sold.
That's more meat than is in the economy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even a billion tickets. Black Bell Duck says, is there a reason why the familiar item for the towel crane, the can of starch, cannot be traded?
I fixed that.
Okay. Riff fixed that. Enemy Lasagna says, why don't trophies get timestamps so people can see when you got them? Well, I mean, they wouldn't be able to see when you got the ones that you got before we started tracking it anyway, so it would just be another one of those sort of goofy things where, how come your account was created on April 23rd? Agent Lex says, so which is stronger, the guy made of bees or the tower monsters? They're identical. In fact, I think the guy made of bees was actually created by making a clone of the row for the
tower monster.
Pretty fly, maybe. Bunya Bandler says, can you show more familiar ascension records in the Hall of Records than four a day? It seems like the other leaderboards could be made smaller. I don't know. Madeline says, do you have any narrative reason for why the temporal rift closes at level 6? If not, could you make something up? Well, it's... we don't want people being able to... I mean, the reason that I had it close at level 6 is because I did not want it to be a place where you could farm those grenades. I wanted you to only be able to go in there when it was, like, marginally challenging for you to fight the monsters in there. And that's it. Evang says, the Nomad's Camp is the only ascension area that isn't available to begin with. This bugs me, but I can't think of anything you could do, just whining. He says, you should ban all of the players who don't wear pants on New Year's this year. Ha ha ha.
I can get behind that.
Strong bet
if anybody doesn't wear pants that already has the trophy, we'll take the trophy away from them.
Strong Beth Annie X says, for the record, I'm not Jewish and I know what a blintz is, but that's because I'm Polish and we have it for breakfast. And you eat Jews for breakfast?
Jubios?
Oh, man. Did you ever see that offensive breakfast cereals? Something Awful Photoshop Friday?
Oh, yeah.
One of them was Apple Jews. And it was just like an Applejack with like the curls and the hat on. And the Wheaties with the name of it replaced with Shittle Dicks is still just one of my favorite things that I've ever seen on the internet. And, you know, Google search for Shittle Dicks comes up with nothing. But it's just one of my favorite...
That's probably means the world is an okay place.
It's one of my favorite words.
The Cthulhu Live, like, prop site that I got the DVD of Call of Cthulhu along with that big box of props from, they sell a cereal box for Cthulhu O's or Myth O's or something.
Right.
But it comes in, they have two different editions. They have the regular version and the non-Euclidean version. It's all like fucked up and warped and twisted.
Um, Enemy Lasagna says, "Greetings, fellows. I'm Mr. Schmalasagna. Will Hank ever ask us to do a quest for him?" No. Jed the Nifty says, "Any chance of coming to a con in the Northeast? The New York Comic Con is coming up in February, and if you'd like a smaller con, I'd like to recommend UberCon, which will be in February/March. I'm actually probably going to be out of town for the entirety of February and March, so I'm not doing anything then." He also says, "I understand the Clover limit, but at least give them to us on a daily basis. Playing in hardcore, I used to stock up on a Clover door for the run, but now I can't manage enough on any day." You know, we've made them more valuable. Suck it up. Cheese152 says, "A blintz is a traditional Jewish food, and most Jews eat them on Shavuot." Shavuot.
Congratulations.
Extreme Carl says, "Does your wife still play KOL?" Every once in a while. Glebe says, "We should be able to make the stuffed angry cow into an enraged cow lamp."
And then break it.
Cyan220 says, "Dear Jake and Hogulus, thanks for the familiar leaderboards. Although I've always wanted to one day gun for a leaderboard, I don't really feel like playing the game that seriously. Thanks to Hogulus' idea and Jake's interpretation/implementation, I have a reason to be thrifty with my adventures without going nutso on no resting at campsite, it's suicide. In conclusion, I look forward to my all-stab bat run in about 15 more ascensions. Otherwise, that stupid bat will beat the crap out of me." Glebe says, "Who would win in a fight to the death between Enemy Lasagna and the Gun Run?" We all would. I'm just kidding. Creeping Crud says, "I want a pony for Crimbo. Can you talk to Uncle Crimbo about this?" I can try, but I have a feeling he's not going to be in a position to help you. Cialan says, "Is there any reason why the Origami Towel Crane haiku has six syllables in the first line? Because
doesn't
you pronounce
one
towel
syllable
like a weirdo?" Yeah, it's just...
Sblouched is one word, then towel is definitely one word.
Sblouched is one. So yeah. Benji Cord says, "On average, how many ultra rares, including tiny plastics, are brought into the game every hour, every day, every week?" Well, tiny plastics, there's no time component to it.
Those also aren't ultra rares.
They're not ultra rares. There's three, about three regular ultra rares a day. Historically. Let's see. Evang says, "How do you do it? Teach me some of your tricks. Specifically, give me the one about punching someone 100 times and calling it a buck." Right. Griffin P says, "The antique items break now? Now they're completely useless. What if it breaks during a boss fight? Jeez." Well, don't use it during a boss fight. I mean, the odds of your armor breaking in a single fight are pretty low, so...
Yeah, even whenever it was higher, I had to go through about 20 fights before it broke on me.
Yeah, just getting to test that was such a... The break rate was so low. Crine says, "Jick, I think I got some kind of horrible mistake in my Daffy Taffy. The answer to the joke actually made contextual sense. Question, how do you catch a squirrel? Answer, pinch his nuts."
That may actually be the real joke. Theoretically possible.
Yeah, it is possible to get the correct punchline to a joke. Let's see. Using a scroll of ancient, forbidden, unspeakable evil yields... You read the runes written on the tattered scroll. Black tentacles emerge from the ground beneath he and beat he soundly for 27 damage. Against a meat Begzor. Okay. Why is it that someone TP'd the grass I slept on, and when I set up an instant house, the paper got all over the top of the house? Well, it's because you put it down and some toilet paper blew over it before you added the water.
Yeah.
I just love that whenever you don't have a house, it litters TP all over your sleeping hole.
Your sleeping hole. I see that like 50 or 100 times a day. So I love it too.
Fanny X says, "When you ask the 8 ball a question, it doesn't say 8. Why?" I don't know.
A Naked Jew says, what was up with the original item description for the roofie? It had the word asshole in it twice. I thought you weren't ever going to use profanity in game. Yeah, I was kind of against that. It was a sort of nod to the original people being pissed off about it that I wasn't entirely comfortable with, and so ended up making the change. So, yeah.
The word asshole is still PG-13.
I don't think it is, actually. You can't say asshole on network television.
You're allowed...
You can say butthole.
You're allowed a certain small number of instances of certain words to be PG-13. And I think asshole is one of them. Like, you're allowed to say it once or twice and still be PG-13.
Huh. Yeah, anyway.
Not that it matters anymore.
Fucking
since
roofie.
That all changed. Yeah, that...
The thing from Uranus says, when adventuring in Spooky Raven Manor, the go-back-to option takes you to your floor, except for when you adventure in the pantry. Shouldn't it now be like other rooms? Well, no, it should be like, I mean, the way that it works, I mean, maybe it should, I don't know. The way that it works is the same way that Cobb's Knob Outskirts works, and no one has ever complained about that, so I don't know.
It's also always been the same since antiquity.
Yeah.
So, and...
Well, not really. I mean, Cobb's Knob wasn't always deep.
Wasn't always in the nearby plains.
Hogula says... No, it wasn't. Hogula says, I think, and this is my fault, wasn't specific enough with the question I asked you guys on the last radio show. How long, on average, does it take to complete custom avatar requests by people named Hogulus who submitted them around 1 a.m. on October 8th? Well, a little later. There's a type of pole arm called a partisan. There should be a one-handed one in the game, and if you dual-wield two of them, they start arguing with each other. Hogula says, there appears to be a gap in the familiar listing between the nervous tick and the towel crane. Is this intentional? Is there an inside joke I'm missing with there being no number 59? Yeah, I'm also scared of the number 59.
It's really weird.
Yeah, because it's 10 less than 3 times 23. I don't know where I was going with that. I think my math failed up for me.
Yeah, I think so. 10 less than 3 times 23, 10, which is 10 more than 13, so it's...
Yeah, I think I temporarily forgot the difference between 13 and 23.
And that being, you forgot 10.
Yeah.
Oatgen says, why is Jarlsberg's head smaller than Boris and Pete? I thought he was smarter than the rest so he could cast spells. Or does he have a cone-shaped head and he just paints it so it looks like a hat?
No, he's just a lot taller than both of them.
Yeah, it's a different scale.
It's like, why does the key lime stay, or why does the lime stay the same size when it turns into a key lime? Different scale.
The camera gets closer to it. A herd of rabid koalas says, can we get the long ago promised reward for the third step of opening our class guild sometime soon, please? Yeah, we should figure out something to give in there. Enemy Lasagna says, tell us more about this volcano you keep mentioning. Who will live in it? Why will we go there? What will we get there? When will it exist? Will there be an event leading up to it? Will temporary blindness be compulsory for a quest of some sort? I think that was probably a different question. Fred Levi says, I figured out the 10-leaf clover for the valley beyond the Orc Chasm. 3.14 scrolls. The use message could give you 50 or so digits of pi, and then you get some random pies. Lord Zelik says, hey guys, I have to give you props on the towel because Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the best book ever. Good jorb.
Jarb.
Enemy Lasagna say, will there be a boss which can get rid of your effects? And besides the Naughty Sorceress, will we ever see the Clocktopus in-game? No, I think what that meant was, will there ever be a boss that can get rid of effects besides the Naughty Sorceress? And probably not. And will we ever see the Clocktopus in-game? Probably
I may put it in Fernsworthy's.
What? I would want to redraw it. That picture sucks.
It's awesome.
I kind of like it, actually.
Fred Levi says, did you see that they confirmed Fox McCloud in Smash Brothers Brawl? They gave him an updated outfit. It looks badass. I still am only going to buy it if it has the disembodied head from Brain Age.
That's one of the guys.
I don't know whose idea that was, but it was so fucking funny.
Did you see... Do you read VG Cats?
No.
They did a strip about Solid Snake being in Smash Brothers, and they showed like Mario punching out Pikachu and then Solid Snake sneaking up behind him in the cardboard box and cutting his throat open.
I hate Smash Brothers. I hate Smash Brothers.
You hate everything that is good and pure.
So when do you guys get your Wiis on?
In the 19th,
yeah, that Sunday.
I think Griff and I both got the same games.
We got the entire same package.
Oh, did we?
I think, yeah.
Wow.
Like I think extra controllers and
the smaller memory card.
Ah.
And
when does the PS3 come out?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm totally not going to buy one.
I may buy one eventually, but it's not going to be until there's at least like
$5,000.
Well, 8 or 10 games that I really seriously want to play on it.
I mean, I will probably buy a Wii when it comes out because
good luck finding one.
Because no, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, it's Nintendo doesn't do that sort of loss leader thing.
Yeah.
At least I don't believe that they do. I don't believe that they sell their consoles as a loss leader.
They don't.
They're totally making a profit.
So yeah. So I mean, there's no reason for there to be a shortage.
Yeah. You might have to wait until after Christmas.
Yeah. But I mean,
That's what I meant. If you're gonna go try and get one on the 19th, you're probably gonna be shit out of luck, but. After Christmas, sure.
Yeah. I mean, surely you can pre-order for when the next shipment comes in or whatever.
I have no idea how that crap works. It's so goddamn backwards and confusing.
Ron says, OMFG, it's my birthday tomorrow, Zomg. Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday.
Enter the Wumpus says, why do the Nobgoblins throw away meat after a barbecue? Are they just stupid? And if so, why do they collect it in the lab store? They use it to clean the grills. Hagula says, I know you've always opposed making a fullness meter or display on account of it's not funny, but what if, for example, after eating a 3 fullness food, I forgot the message I'd come up with for that. Got distracted by some shiny object. Ignore that and this, please. Done. Let's see. Vlad Slipshod says, if you're wearing pants and you do the steal your own pants thing in the guild, it should unequip your pants. It should.
Yeah.
Hollywood Undead says, how about for April Fool's Day, when you try to adventure, it brings up a confirmation box that says, are you sure? Every single time.
It's too bad we can't do that now, you know, since it's already been suggested.
I don't know. Maybe people will forget by April.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, thanks for changing the tags on the Ninja Snowman for the brrr message so it didn't look like an ugly mess of PHP text tags. Also, a naked Jew, Xenophobe's real name is Phoebe.
Wait, what? Something on my birth certificate says. Burf.
Burf?
I said burf instead of burf.
Judicial system.
O'Grady says, on the forums, that bug with the couch not healing after beating up has popped up again. When I asked Xenophobe about it a while ago, he said he would consider fixing it. Any news on that? I fixed it this morning.
Seems, weird, because maybe I didn't push it.
Blind Bandit says, hey guys, how about a hilarious item, blue collar, -3% meat from monsters, -1 mysticality.
Yeah.
Gorblack says, alright, here's my latest deal. You name the gift shop guy, and I'll free King Ralph from the Naughty Sorcerers for you. I can't guarantee how long he'll remain free, though. Sorry, no deal. Hollywood Undead says, shouldn't the Origami Towel Crane be the Origami Towel Swan Crane? What?
What? Swan Crane?
I don't get it.
Enemy Lasagna says, now that there's a limit on how many clovers we could get, can you make it so we could get all 3 worthless items from the Clover Sewer event? That's actually, I would consider that.
Nah.
Meebu Wolf says, hey guys, is it just me or is the giant ghoul very cute looking and not very menacing looking? Well, I've never met you, so I don't know if you're very cute looking and not very menacing looking. You just want to pet the thing rather than hit it. Oh, man. Xenophobe said the funniest thing the other night when we were playing World of Warcraft. We were, like, killing these orc guys, and, like, one of them had cool sideburns, and after we killed the guy, I was like, man, I almost feel bad for killing that guy because his sideburns were so awesome. And Xenophobe was like, note to self, when Jick finally loses it, have sideburns.
Why did that remind you of that?
Well, for not wanting to kill the giant ghoul because it was cute looking.
I see.
O'Grady says, Zeno, see what happens when you procrastinate? Now Jit got to fix the sofa bug before you could. You lost a golden opportunity to do work.
I'm sure that it was golden. And officially, I blame World of Warcraft for all my productivity losses, because god damn it.
Yeah.
It's all Hot Stuff's fault.
You need to start doing what we do and only play once every few days so that you're always in rest experience.
See, the thing is I'm always in a little bit of a rest experience.
All right, yeah.
I mean, I play, like, maybe once or twice a day, but for a couple hours each day.
I've just been doing boring farming stuff because I'm waiting for Hot Stuff to come back from the dead so he can actually play.
Yeah, I haven't really been playing.
We should get the four of us on and finish killing those pirate captains.
Yeah, sure. O'Grady says, KOL is not wacky. When is that documentary coming out?
Someday.
Someday, yeah.
I think I agree, though. It is not wacky, and nor is it zany.
XTMNTX.
I would also agree that it's not positively ooky.
It's not at all kooky. I totally forgot to do this. He says, hey again, XTMNTX. The new expansion to the Manor is pretty cool, but are you still planning to make Spooky Raven Manor, well, spooky? The expansion pack seems like a good time to make the monsters in the Manor spooky to make spells more competitive with LTSing. Yeah, I keep meaning to do that, actually. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they could all be made spooky.
Except for the possessed can of asparagus, because it's just cute.
G. Valco says, Jick, I was wondering, we all know that nature abhors a vacuum. Now that we have an empty spot in Seaside Town, what's going to fill up that space?
A vacuum.
A
cleaner store.
I
don't know.
You know, every vacuum cleaner store also is a sewing machine store.
Really? Is that a truism?
It seems like it.
A tautology?
Vacuum cleaner repair stores count?
I think Singer and Hoover are the same company now. Huh. So it's like the main...
Singer? Hoover? I don't even know her.
Damn, they killed her.
Yep. I don't know, because I kept having to buy new belts for my vacuum cleaner when it would break. Mm. And now I would need to buy new...
vacuum.
Things that hold the wheels on. So I think it's just time to get a new vacuum cleaner. But and that vacuum cleaner served me well. Had it for probably 15 years. Went through a lot of belt replacements.
They have...
So I don't know why I say it served me well. It made me go to the goddamn sewing machine store like 5 times.
They have Roombas now that automatically go back to their little homes to recharge.
See, the regular Roomba's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours will do that. I've seen it do it, I think.
Yep. Although, whenever I use it, it always ends up stuck under something and giving up. It does the little electronic scream of paralytic terror. Yeah.
I like whenever it gets home, it goes, do-do-do-do-do!
Oh, let's see. I think we should take a break.
Sounds good to me.
So, we're going to hear some, let's see, a Warren Zevon song, let's say, and I don't remember which one of these, let's see, how about the ZZ Top song?
Sure.
Yay, I think.
An Uncle Tupelo song that I like a lot, but that's pretty short, so we'll put another...
Send in some questions, we're running low.
Are we?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right, well, I'll put on another song then. How about Trunk Full of Amps? This is going to be an eclectic mix. We'll see you in, 13 minutes.
I had the ship till it all got smoke. I kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. Stood on the banks till the river rose up. I was in the house when the house burned down.
promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the leathern cup. I stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in a wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned
down. often breed me a cancerous smile. With a bat and eyes too slow to beat the coffin. They won't tell it on the TV. They can't say it on the radio. Hate to move it off the shelf and into our minds till you can't tell the truth when it's right in front of your eyes. When the Bible is a bottle and the hardwood floor is home, when morning comes twice a day or not at all, if I break into, will you put me back together? When this puzzle's figured out, will you still be around to say, just been there, walking the line upside down.
Hey, we're we're back from a break.
Woo!
Break.
What do we want? Break. When do we want it? Break.
Tax hike.
What?
Is that joke?
There's a Bob the Angry Flower comic about the zombie city council.
Hmm. Enter the Wumpa says, does the Jick have squirrel bladders today? Yes. Evang says, I like the moving of the Mystic. I assume you have some plan for a replacement for that spot. Or is this the first step in your tentative town reorganizing? And I was wondering, the woods can become pretty forgettable to lame softcorers such as myself. Anything going there at NS13? Yeah, quite a bit of stuff, actually. But yeah, the Mystic was... I didn't actually mean to push that out. But, you know, I was done with it. I did. It was fun. Evang says, by which I mean, like, I'm not exactly the king of optimization, so when you get to higher levels, the woods have no benefits at all. Well, right, there's just nothing there, so... There will be. There will be higher level areas there. Strong Bad Fanny XL says, what's going to replace the Mystic spot in the wrong side of the tracks? I'm thinking nothing. I'm thinking that I'd like to remove some more things from there and then just make it look a little different. Maybe put in some roads.
Some construction workers.
If you look on them, they jeer at you or wolf whistle if you're a lady.
Alphonse Braun says, if we befriend ourselves by going to our contact list and adding ourselves there, then why can't we friend ourselves in chat? Well, you're not supposed to be able to do it in your contact list, so.
It's not a big deal either way.
O'Grady says, loose change is bullshit. Today I walked into school in the middle of a class period drinking root beer that was in a bottle that looked like beer. I bumped into our school cop. He turned around and looked at me and said, what the fuck are you drinking? I was like, root beer. It was funny. Then we had a conversation about root beer. They shouldn't let your school cop cuss at the students.
School cop?
Yeah.
There was a school cop at our high school.
Jeez.
It was like a security guy. Charlie.
We had like a cop that was assigned to like the juvenile department, and he would occasionally come and like do like dare speeches and shit. But we didn't have a school cop.
I mean, there wasn't anybody. Like there were a couple guys at our school that were just like security people. I mean, they were also kind of groundskeepers, I guess.
We didn't have anybody like that at my school. I must have just lived in a...
Yeah, that was before people killed people.
Yeah.
One time there was this real asshole who was like the sort of chaperone in the lunchroom, and I'd like caught myself on something or something. Like I did something that wasn't a big deal, but I was like bleeding a lot from my hand while I was in the cafeteria, and so I went and I need to leave the lunchroom for a second. And he was like, why? And I'm like, I need to go wash my hand. And I showed it to him. And he's like, go to the nurse. I'm like, no, nah, man, it's just a cut. I don't need to go to the nurse. I just need to go to the bathroom and wash my hand. And he's like, go to the nurse. I'm like, no, I just want to go to the bathroom. Go to the nurse. Like, you can't make me go to the nurse's office. He just kept yelling at me to go to the nurse. And so I was like, went down the hall towards the nurse's office and waited till he shut the door and went to the bathroom. Like, fucking prick. Joe Especia. If you're listening, I hope you die.
God, maybe he's already dead.
Well, in which case, he doesn't need to hear of it.
Yeah. Spooky says, hey, what is the point of the radio? I ask myself that question every day. At least every Monday and every Thursday.
Give you stuff?
Yeah.
In that way.
Link was Demand says, hi, what's up? Not much. What's up with you, Link was Demand? D-Mega says, what can you tell us about the Crackpot Mystic's move to the distant woods, and are you worried that the Great Cthulhu will rise again to devour us all? Oh, I'm not worried. I'm counting on it.
We're cheering, man. We got the little penance going.
Penance?
Yeah.
Like P-E-N-N-A-N-T-S?
Yeah.
Not doing penance?
Yeah.
So that he will...
We're whipping ourselves so that Cthulhu will show up. Yeah.
Simon M77 says, you fix Hero, make the pith better, and have plans for Rigatoni, yet why, oh why, won't you make Rage of the Reindeer 10 turns a cast? Oh, and, you know, save the cheerleader. I don't know why everybody thinks that we're supposed to make Rage of the Reindeer 10 turns a cast.
I think we sort of ignored it at one point, and that was considered grounds for, oh my god! I don't know if people are actually that petty. I don't think that they really are.
Rabid Zora. Isn't Zora that thing in the lake in Legend of Zelda that shits fireballs at you?
Yeah.
And it shits out of its mouth. Well, I mean, it only it consists of just a head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could have like a neck asshole. Man, I wish I had a neck asshole. Think of the time you'd save.
No.
You don't want to think of that.
I don't want to think about that at all.
No. Where did that come from?
Thinking about something that was just a head, and if it ate, where its asshole would be on its neck.
I wrote a little comic strip once about a guy who had an extra asshole in the middle of his torso. Whenever he pushed on his belly button, a sandwich would pop out of it.
I see.
No matter what he ate.
Yeah.
Once when we were in high school, I asked the pretentious artist to draw, because we were walking along and I saw some like horse turds, and I was like, man, you know what would be a cool picture? Is a picture of a horse, but like instead of just one asshole, it had like a Gatling gun chamber of six assholes, because it looks like that's what happened here. You know, it was just like these little tiny round turds and so on. So he drew the picture.
He actually drew that. That's awesome.
A horse with six assholes. He also drew this comic strip once in high school that was just some guy pulling a gopher out of a hole, stapling it to the floor, and pissing on it. And, like, that was it. No explanation, you know, no real resolution. Just guy staples a gopher to the floor and pees on it.
Excellent.
It was cool. What else was I, what was I talking about?
With a stapler or a staple gun?
Oh, Rabid Zora said. Okay, it was from the Zora with a staple gun. Yeah,
That was really important.
It was. Jake, what do you think is the best quest you've created? This can be taken as either hardest or most fun, your choice. I don't like any of the quests that I've created. Actually, I like
Spooky Raven.
Going
is good.
Well, it's not really a quest though, you know.
I mean, questy.
None of the quests are interesting, and that's why they should all be rewritten. I mean, most of the council quests could really use some sprucing up. Some up-sprucing. I got this idea for the scrolls that makes me really happy that I'm going to do. Let's see. Grin says, would clan display cases ever be considered? It might be a good way to remove items and meat from the KOL economy. Also, they could be used for advertising and bragging rights activities, which might be fun. Well, I don't see that display cases would really remove items from the economy. I mean, doing the advertising thing would make them... I don't know. Yeah. Evang says, I've always thought it was odd that meat paste was technically pasteable. There's not an item which can be meat pasted with meat paste, right? No, but the meat paste recipes are...
deliberately vague.
Yeah, they're deliberately sort of obfuscated. The no-namer says, could there be a way to arrange the order in which trophies appear in your profile? No. Nshama says, tell Jick to make the chatbot hold items for trade between two people, items that aren't tradable via propose. Okay. No, because A, chatbot has nothing to do with me. Chatbot is Fnord7's bot, and not an official thing at all. And number two... God damn it, I am not going to give you a mechanism for securely trading gift items. Ever. You know, it would be trivial to give you that mechanism, and it would just be making them not gift items. But don't trade them for stuff. Don't trade stuff for them. They're gift items. God damn it. Riff, I hate people.
Don't know what to tell you there.
001 says, I love the crackpot. Oh, yeah, speaking of hating people, my fucking bicycle got stolen.
No shit.
Like, I've had it for less than a month. Like, okay, in my experience, 75% of bicycles that I buy get stolen within 1 month of purchase. We had to have been awake when it happened. Because either that or some asshole stole the fucking bicycle in broad daylight. Just, like, saunters up to the house with a fucking pair of bolt cutters. And I go out there, and, like, on the pole that my bike was chained to is the fucking chain cut in half.
Was it a parking meter?
No, it was not a parking meter. It was like a pillar that was bolted to the ground and went into their fucking awning in front of my house. So
did you use a chain or one of those?
It was one of those bike locks. I mean, just a, you know, the metal cable with the rubber around it. I mean, it's you know, the kind of thing that anybody with a bolt cutter can get into. But God damn it. Fuck. I just bought it. I'd ridden it like 4 times. And I just, you know, this pissed me off. We bought these tail lights to put on the bikes, right? Yesterday, I finally get around to putting the tail light on the bike. So, now we can ride at night. Because our bikes have tail lights on them. And nope. Some asshole can ride at night. Or somebody
who
buys
my... Now you can't take it over that sweet job.
I also put this awesome... I bought this little kid's bike horn and put on it. So, the thing is, it's totally identifiable. I really, really hope that I'm driving down the street and I see somebody riding that bike so that I can just fucking run them down. I don't even care if the bike gets destroyed. I'll just be like, yeah, hope you enjoyed that bike, broken dead guy. You're allowed to kill people for stealing your bike, right?
Yeah.
Fusiliban points out that stealing a bicycle is kind of the perfect crime because it has a built-in getaway vehicle. Fuck. It just makes me mad because, like, to get that bike, I had to borrow a truck from somebody to go down to the store and buy a bicycle. And it's just the nerve. Anyway, 001 says, I love the crackpot change. Best trivial update ever. Can the suspicious-looking guy move, too? No. I was thinking about putting the suspicious-looking guy in the sleazy back alley, just as an encounter. Because, you know, I mean, people use that whole one... on the last day of an ascension, they'll use the goofballs because they know there's no punishment for it. And I kind of don't like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of getting off on a technicality. So, I mean, just having him be like a choice adventure in...
So it's like a lawyer fetish.
What? Yeah. Getting off on a technicality?
Speaking of which, the new Phoenix Wright game is really good.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Objection! See, I disagree with you, and that's why I shouted objection.
I see.
But why, how's that work again?
Now I'm just pissed off, because I'm thinking about my fucking bike getting stolen. They didn't steal my wife's bike, so I'm guessing it was a guy that stole it.
Oh, was her bike more obviously girly?
Well, it was a girl's bike. I mean, it was the whole... thing where it doesn't, and I don't understand this. Girls' bikes are like guys' bikes, except without the thing that hits you in the balls when you fall. So it, like, I
wait a minute.
Yeah,
I don't even really understand the distinction.
It's okay, you know, like imagine a bicycle, right? Imagine the piece of metal that goes.
Oh, no, I mean, like, why do they make it different?
Oh, you don't understand why? Okay, I don't. I mean, maybe it's so you can ride it in a skirt.
That might be it.
Huh, okay.
So, I mean, that's... I thought of
that actually makes
once.
Sense.
And I don't know. Like, it seems like then your skirt would just be blowing up around your waist the whole time you were riding, which, I mean, maybe it's men that designed them. they want that, but I don't know. Maybe somebody knows.
There's your solution. The next bike you get should be a girl's bike.
A girl's bike, yeah.
That way you'll both be protected from male bike thieves and also from getting your balls racked when you fall off.
Yeah.
And from the terrible secret of space.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I can also just keep my bike in the backyard, you know? I mean, nobody's stolen my lawnmower yet, and it's not chained down at all. It's just in the back.
Nobody stole that swimming pool you had.
as much as I would have liked for somebody to steal that swimming pool, I had to actually pay some Mexicans to steal that from me.
Yeah, also, you can't get away on the on the lawnmower because it's a fucking electric.
That's true. I mean, you know what? An electric riding lawnmower would be the best thing ever. You're just like, hey, look at how far away I can go. Oh, damn it.
It's like those power wheels.
I'd always be afraid of running over the cord.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pain in the ass to mow because you're always afraid of mowing over the cord.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do it, like, you know, theoretically, you do it in a specific, like, pattern, and you never have to worry about it, right? But in reality, you always end up having to hold the goddamn cord out of the way, and, like, I mean, if your lawn was a perfect rectangle, then sure, you could go in that pattern, but...
There is a guy who, website I saw, who got one of those self-propelled mowers and just put a hammered a stake into the center of his yard with a rope tied to the mower, so it would just, and he'd just turn it on and leave, and it would just go in a circle and spiral around the entire yard until it hit the pole.
That's awesome. And then it would just mow the shit out of that spot.
Yeah. I mean, they should make it
in the middle of an anthill.
There's no reason they couldn't make like a remote control lawnmower. You know,
they've got them in development, I'm sure.
Or like a Roomba mower.
Lawnmower.
A remote control one would be more fun, I think, because you just sit there and play video games.
Yeah. Really, you play a yard mower, and then next year when the new model comes out, you can play Yard Mower 2. And it's got, like, it's just got like a little, you know, one of those like little electroshock guns that R2-D2 had for squirrels, and an ink extractor.
That's for squirrels?
Yeah. What? You chase it like, you know, you chase gophers. Oh, and it could have a staple gun.
Yeah.
And a cup of coffee. Vash Orion says, will we ever be able to equip the towel in its standard form? Towels are so useful.
What would you equip it as? I guess it could just be an offhand item.
Yeah.
Got a towel.
Hey, look at my towel. Look out, birds. It's Robert Frost. Our towel folded into the shape of Robert Frost. My math teacher is always giving us tests that have nothing to do with what we're learning. He's a real douche. Did you guys have any psychotic teachers in high school? No.
I had one teacher. She was an English teacher, and it was around when that pencil break game was popular, where you, like, well, the one guy holds the pencil horizontally and the other guy snaps it with his pencil and you go alternating until somebody's pencil breaks. And she saw a couple kids doing that and freaked out. She, like, lost her shit and made us all write a 2-page essay on the topic of vandalism. She was forced to retire the next year.
I don't know that I got... One time I got detention for having someone kick me. That teacher was kind of an asshole. Like, he was like, why were you jumping around? And I was like, because he just kicked me and it knocked me off balance because it hurt when he kicked me in the leg real hard. Whatever. You need to learn to stay in line. You've got detention. Like,
wow.
Like, wow. You are a real prick. But, I mean, I got in trouble all the time, so
then,
I mean, nobody was going to believe
me. And then he was like, you want another week of attention? And you were like, yes. He was like, you got it. You want another?
Yeah, because I had this awesome denim jacket at the time. I did have an awesome denim jacket.
I got a really cool trench coat, like, 2 months before Columbine.
Neat.
Me off so
good timing.
Much. Whenever that happened, I was like, God damn it, I can't
actually
wear
know
anymore.
That there's any such thing as a really cool trench coat. I'm sorry.
Like trench coats.
Trench coats are awesome.
To cover up your trench foot, trench mouth. It was a trench foot that people got?
I think trench mouth is also a thing. I'm not sure.
Why is it that so many diseases affect both feet and mouth? Like, you're always getting athlete's mouth from, like,
because
sharing the same drinking fountain with other guys.
People get into awkward situations and put their foot in their mouth.
I see.
And it transmits.
The same reason that so many human tooth diseases also affect crows.
Oh, really?
People eating crow.
Oh.
I mean, no. That doesn't actually...
Wow. Eating Russell Crowe again?
This one job that I had, there was, like, this courtyard outside where people would smoke, and out there... There was this fucked up bird that was there for, like, the entire time that I worked there that would just, like, fly in from somewhere. But it was a bird that had, like, this gigantic growth on the side of its head. It got to the point where, like, it couldn't really flap one of its wings because half of its torso was just this giant bulbous tumor or something.
That's
on the side of the bird.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah. Anyway.
It had cancer.
I love the sword behind inappropriate prepositions. It's so much fun to use, especially in chat with friends. That was also Bajorian. Well, we love it, too. Shadari says, what's the deal with the mystic moving? Is there an ulterior motive there? No.
He just, you know, he needed his change of scenery.
It's true.
People were making fun of his hat. The one that you can't see in the picture.
Watts Apple person says, "Hey guys, why is Zeno's voice so sexy?"
People have been telling me that all my life, and I don't really believe it. I think it's like too southern.
Maybe it's all those sex lozenges you drink.
You
drink. Ew. You eat. I guess.
That's pretty disgusting, dude.
Well, I know. You're the one that keeps taking them. You don't have to tell me how disgusting it is. I'm like, every day when you're like, "Hey, you want one of these sex lozenges?" And I'm like, "No."
First one's free, man.
Basadilla says, "Chipotle or Freebirds?" Well, that's Freebirds? Weird. Is Freebirds a chain?
I've never even heard of it.
Well, okay, it was this burrito place. I mean, the one that I went to was in Santa Barbara. My wife took me there once. Actually, Chipotle, in every case, the woman at Freebird, like, she asked me some question. I'm like, "I'm sorry?" And she just stared at me. I'm like, I'm sorry, what was the question? She just stared at me. I'm like, okay, I know that you can't make my burrito until you get an answer to whatever question you just asked me, but I didn't hear you. What choice am I making right now? Please, I'm holding up the line." And she was just like, mad at me for some reason. And finally, my wife was like, she wants to know whether, you know, what kind of meat you want. I'm like, "Oh, I don't know, just anything without evil spit in it, I guess." Like, so yeah, not.
I'm afraid that isn't an option, sir.
Yes, that is no longer a choice.
Yeah, I don't know that Freebirds is a chain. If it is a chain, maybe this
was
a different thing
called
Freebirds. I wish that they do have Freebird on Guitar Hero too, right?
Oh yeah.
They don't have Stairway though. They'll have to put that on Guitar Hero.
They have one of the loading screens specifically says remember no Stairway.
Yeah.
Denied.
Annie says, "Jick, why do the Cobb's Non-Harem Adventures have to suck so much for the level you are at already? Non-combat, that is."
Non-combat, that is.
It's black gold. Texas tea. I don't know. What?
I think people won't be satisfied until every adventure gives times 2 jillion what a combat of that level will give.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously, guys.
Left says, "Yo, Jick, I tried something you said in a college app essay as something insightful and witty, and my college counselor said that it was too negative." Wow, what was it? "Why do you think high school sucks?" I don't know.
I liked high school.
I didn't.
A great time.
I liked high school my senior year once all my friends that were 2 years behind me arrived.
Yeah. I just never had a problem with high school. I don't know what it is, but almost everyone I know just hated the shit out of high school, and it was pretty good for me.
Saucy Steve says, "When wearing the terry cloth tackle, shouldn't you want to go get high? Don't forget to bring a towel." Or, "No, you're a towel." Occasionally be appended to your chat messages? No.
No.
Okay, there's a typo in the Princess Rutabaga trading thing. It's it should be Rutabaga for real.
It's really weird that that's the spelling of Rutabaga.
I mean, I sort of knew that.
I had to look it up.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Rutabaga, the player, spells it wrong. So, yeah. I mean, that was where, presumably most people who aren't me, most of the time when they see that word, it's her name and not the actual word Rutabaga. That was always one of my favorite words.
That's
Rutabaga,
fixed
Rutabaga,
also.
Rutabaga.
Like, shittle dicks. Rutabaga Shittledicks.
That'd be a great name.
Rutabaga Shittledicks, how do you do?
We need an NPC named Rutabaga Shittledicks.
How do you do?
Well, that was all horrible. What song is that?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
What? There's no Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song.
Yeah.
Did you know that the guy who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was the guy who wrote all the James Bond books?
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ian Fleming wrote
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Whoa.
Just like, writes children's book.
Weird. I totally did not know that.
I guess it could be a different guy named Ian Fleming, but I'm...
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Huh. No, I thought that was cool. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was a book I got. I had that when I was a little kid. Like, it was in some book club that... I don't know if it was published by Dr. Seuss, maybe? There were a few different book clubs that my mom had, like, signed up for when I was a kid that just sent children's books. Like, it was awesome. Just, like, once every month or 2 months, just like a new book would arrive in the mail. There was also a book called The Amazing Bone, which is awesome. It was a book about the story of this magic bone.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was like, so, and it was like
that's not now your
anthropomorphic little girl wolf or something that was the main character.
Weird.
But then she was going to get eaten by a larger wolf. I think it was sort of a metaphor for avoiding sexual predators.
Sounds like
stay away from the amazing. If somebody tells you they have an amazing bone for you,
don't get in their van.
Yeah.
No matter how much candy they have.
Did you guys ever see that webpage that was like the kid? This guy bought his kid a van for his 16th birthday and decided that it wasn't sleazy looking enough, so spray painted "free candy" on the side of it before he gave it to him.
that's wow. That's so amazing. Give your kid a ride as long as it's completely embarrassing.
Ah, totally. I mean, that's what I would do. I just buy, like, the most ridiculous, like, El Camino or something. El Caminos are cool, though.
Give it a lift. We get shot.
Just get a great big van and airbrush a wizard riding a dragon over on the side.
Right, Fuzzle Faggot Ridge on the other side.
Fuzzle Faggot Ridge or bust. Quietus says, I've received an omen, I think. One of my coworkers had some leftover Halloween candy, and one of them was a Laffy Taffy with the Flash Garden joke on it. I don't know that that's so much an omen as an indicator that all of the Laffy Taffy that went into that particular Halloween mix was one of maybe five or six labels. Because I know there were just tons of repeats last year, too. Yarrick the Real Bad says, I know some of Dev are of the opinion that softcore is broken, and therefore it does not matter how much less challenging softcore becomes over time. But I don't share that view, so what I suggest is this. Make softcore special through softcore-only adventures. Like you put in an ice-climbing adventure that you need to dual-wield and access to two drywall axes that gives a special item, or whole bunches of adventures that require combinations of skills and items that would not be available to hardcore ascenders. Then spades, collectors, and softcore ascenders alike would be happy.
And then cats and dogs would start living.
That was a neat idea.
I kind of like the ice climbing thing. Maybe that's because ice climbers were my favorite character in Super Smash Brothers.
Why do you need two drywall axes, though?
Because whenever you climb, whenever someone climbs up an icy mountain, like in the cartoons, they add two axes for sort of having massive amounts of upper body strength, so they can just sort of crawl up a mountain.
Vash Orion says, did you guys get Guitar Hero 2 yet? Encoring Spinal Tap was one of the coolest things ever. It does seem to be like that they save the cool songs for the encores. Hmm. Like Sweet Child of Mine, that made me so fucking happy. God, I remember as a kid figuring out how to play that song on... My grandma had this toy that was like... It was this fake telephone that you would flip open and just the numbers just played different tones. It was just like on a scale. And my cousin and I figured out how to play the beginning riff from Sweet Child of Mine on it.
Excellent.
It was just like so great. I Hate Your Modem says, I know life isn't fair, but why does it seem that some people on KOL seem to get rares by adventuring more often than others, even if they haven't ascended or whatnot? Because the nature of randomness is that some people will get things and some people won't.
Speaking of the nature of randomness, I found another blue today.
God damn you.
What'd you find?
It was just some weird, like, armor. It was only sold for, like, 10 gold, but... Yeah, we found, like, what, a purple and a gold, or a blue.
Purple and a blue.
And then I found the blue and a purple.
Yeah, it was, like, the same night, and it was a blue that was worth, like, 150 gold or something.
Yeah, and then a purple that was worth, like, 130 gold or something.
Yeah.
Dang. Istanbul says, are any of the Asymmetric staff going to be at the Dallas meet this weekend? I do not think so.
I wasn't aware that there was one, so no.
J.R. Siebes says, Korgath of Barbaria is in production. That was just a pilot. Oh.
Hmm.
And then Gorblock says it was a failed pilot. Huh.
That pilot was...
I bet Wikipedia knows.
Everything I discovered today on Wikipedia that the Tenacious D movie was directed by Liam Lynch, the guy that did Syphil and Ollie.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty excited by that.
Do-do-do.
Yeah, that makes me happy too. When does it come out?
I don't know. I know that there he said in his blog that he was done with his end of it, so I guess it's in post-production.
I mean, I've seen previews.
Yeah.
Huh. On June 18th, Adult Swim ran a bumper announcing that Korgoth was officially picked up as a series. As of Comic-Con 06, the show has been scheduled to be released sometime in the spring of 07. Nice. That makes me happy. That, yeah, wow. I'm excited.
Woo.
Yay.
Yay.
Anakaju says, oh, come on, Jake. You know damn well I sent that message dozens of times because of post-rollover lag near the end of the last show. Also, hi, Greta.
Is that my new name now?
It's either Greta or, what was the other one?
Mephistopheles.
Oh, J.R. Zeebs actually sent in stuff about the... from Wikipedia about it. And Naked Juice says, hey Riff, I really enjoyed your IF comp entry. That Sisyphus one is retarded though. Everybody who's playing the IF comp games, play Legion. That's a good one.
Yeah,
absolutely my favorite
neat.
Of them so far. I started playing, didn't you say that you rated the Elysium Enigma pretty highly?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly, because I don't remember offhand which game that was.
It's the one where you're in a spaceship and you have to go. You're on the like technophobic planet and you have to go and
talk
to the elders and which I don't. I haven't really. I mean, I've gotten like maybe I don't know 3/8 of the way through it. I'm not. It's not super grabbing me, but
yeah. It. I mean, it didn't really grab me. Most of my high score on it, now that I recall, was like on its technical merits.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was really well put together.
Some of the games that I've played so far are just sort of unplayably buggy.
Yeah.
Like, there was one, that Apocalypse Clock one or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that one fucking sucked.
Like, I went into this place, there's a locked door, I unlock the door, and then when I try to go through it, it says that the door is locked.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, yep, okay, guess I'm not playing this.
And the front door that is mentioned in the room description but doesn't actually exist.
Yeah. Naked Juice says... That's like police, 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 etc.
What?
Yeah, I think you skipped the one about the badger.
I think it was the buffalo.
Oh, right.
SF Warlock says, the buffalo thing is also possible with badger, thanks to a town in California. I see.
Mushroom, mushroom.
There is a poem in... I think it was Chinese or Japanese that was just the same character over and over again, but due to, like, context and... I guess it must have been Chinese, because I think it used, like, the tonal weirdness that they do. There was this whole elaborate poem that every single word was the same character, just pronounced differently.
Yeah, depending on the context, you can apply completely different pronunciations to the same character. Like the first character for a person in Japanese can be Nin or Hito, which is sort of goofy.
And Naked Juice says, Zeno, don't you think you should keep powerful magnets away from computer equipment?
Well, I keep it away from, like, my credit cards and stuff. And, like, my monitors are all flat screen, so I don't have to worry about that either.
And it's not like we're using floppy disks.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, is there any possibility that you would remove the drunkenness adventure in the Pirate's Cove? As it stands, it's the only mandatory adventure that, if you get unlucky, can completely stop you from playing the game for the remainder of the day. Well, not if you play your turns there first. Johnny Extreme says, notes about Guitar Hero 2. Miserlou nearly broke my arm and I was only playing it on hard. Freebird would be easy if it didn't have a 6-minute solo, and Buckethead should die. Whoa.
Didn't Buckethead turn out to be, like, the guy from Primus or somebody?
I know Sausage was the guy from Primus. Uber Wookie says, the docking bay is 94.
Docking bay 90. Oh, I already sang
Tarandel Samir says, it's docking bay 94 at Mos Eisley. Yeah,
should play that song. Star Wars Cantina for the closer.
Cool Tape says, wait a minute, if you use no familiar throughout your entire run, what does it state as your favorite familiar? It'll say no. It'll say nothing at all. It'll say no familiar. Stifler's the dog says, hey, I don't know if this is even possible, but is there ever going to be a time when you can do quests in teams? Kind of.
Nope, he's just some guy I never heard of. His name's Brian Carroll. Oh, Yarick says he's the guy from System of a Down, which is probably why I never heard of him.
Oh.
Fuck you. I won't do it, you tell me.
Insinuate says, one of the biggest reasons I got the hell out of Arizona. No smoking sucks. Tiny Plastic Draco Shade says, the law in Arkansas allows smoking in small hotels and private clubs, but nowhere else.
Eventually they'll ban it in public homes, or private homes, rather. Public homes would be even better.
Radical Edward 34 says, holy crap, licking the back of the paper of the candy buttons actually works. Glebe says, how could you have a guy made of bees and not put in a reference to Little Nicky? I forgot.
I never saw it, and I don't like Adam Sandler, so I would be resistant to us putting a reference to one of his movies.
Oh, come on. I like Adam Sandler. Naked Jew says, holy crap, save me from the Polish people eating breakfast.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is there an urban... there is an Urban Dictionary entry for shittle dicks?
All right. Gee, I wonder what apparently it means.
Just submitted by Captain Jack on July 28th. A very fun word to say in place of many different curse words. Zach says, dude, we were totally busted. Sparrow says, shittle dicks. Zach and Sparrow.
That sounds like something that, like, the teen characters in a Super Friends cartoon would say. Well, shittle dicks, Batman. We should get over there and save those orphans. If they were actually, you know, funny. Maybe I'm just off on a tangent again. That's prone to happen.
And somebody links to the actual something awful thing. Well, let's see. Maledicta says, I've been acting totally gay for weeks now. Where's my goddamn claymore? That's not how it works. Fred Levi says, I loves me some Terry's chocolate orange. Hey, Jick and or Riff and or Xenophobe, do you loves you some chocolate oranges? I like chocolate oranges.
That thing where you slam it on the table before you unwrap it?
I believe so, yeah.
Those are good.
Those confuse my palate.
Chocolate limes are good, too. There was a lime.
That
tasty.
Sounds really
yeah.
good.
The thing is, that's one of those oranges is more chocolate than I like to eat in a year.
Yeah.
So it's like I would get one if I could, you know,
not
reliably split it with like six people. You know, that's like... and Naked Jew says, that holiday is pronounced Shavuot. Shavuot. Okay. Shavuot. Oh. Jumsy says, why can't I put my Mountain Dew Pale Ale in my display case? You just can't, okay? Thrarin says, Clockwork Sundial. What do you think? Missed hearing about it last time I listened. Well, what would it do?
I think that's the item that everybody wants to tell exact server time. That we're never going to give them.
Why would they want to know the exact server time?
I have no idea, but I think it's a bad idea.
Fred Levi says, you moved the crackpot mystic and didn't give him make as many as possible? Well, yep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, they're teaching about me in English classes now. Glebe says, we learned about xenophobes in English class this week. It took everything I had to keep from breaking into laughter.
One Ton Tomato says, my local vacuum shop is also a homebrew beer supplier. No sewing machines, though. Well, all right. Did you see that tab chat thing that One Ton Tomato wrote?
Yeah, I think it looks kind of goofy, but if it works, it's...
Yeah, I don't like the way the tabs look at the top, but...
Yeah, that's
but
what I mean.
That's the only problem with it. I mean, and it's just the fact that it's just made out of text, you know. Yeah. You know, what I would like is for somebody who knows more about JavaScript than I do to fix all the fucked up problems with the new chat in Firefox.
Where are the problems?
Every time that I go to, like, to search for something using that, like, slash forward searching, it... like, moves, and then when the bar at the bottom goes away...
I don't know if there's really a way to fix that.
It makes the fucking chat entry, like, disappear off the bottom of the screen. So I have to, like, resize the panes and hope that it works out. Like, I just...
Yeah, I don't know if, like,
if the UI isn't sending a redraw event to the JavaScript, then there's nothing that you can do.
Yeah, but why does it change in the first place?
Because
that's the thing. It's like putting it there forces a redraw, but taking it out doesn't, or something.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's anything you can do to reconcile that.
Yeah.
If the
but I mean, it's also it just looks like shit when it first loads. You know, and I don't like that. It looks perfect in IE. And I want it to look like that in Firefox, but it just won't position correctly. There's this goofy overlap between the boxes, and
I've pretty much just ignored it.
Yeah, and so does everybody else. Count says, do you guys have any favorite webcomics? If you do, which ones? And have you guys ever read Dominic Deegan, Control-Alt-Delete, Sinfest, or Cyanide and Happiness? You know, Scully was all into Sinfest, and I just don't like it, really.
It's one of the ones I read, like, every couple of months on a day when I've run out of everything else to read, and oh yeah, Sinfest, but it's not a regular one. Scary Go Round is my favorite.
See, the only webcomic I read is Penny Arcade.
Yeah,
really.
I read Nuclear or 8-Bit Theater and Order of the Stick, and that's it.
Oh, and Dr. McNinja.
Oh yeah, Dr. McNinja.
Dr. McNinja is awesome.
Senor Random says, hey, Jake, thanks so much for playing War on Zevon, because now I love the song Rollin' the Headless Thompson Gunner. Also, bottle of bath salts plus salty dog equals disgustingly salty dog.
A fancy salty dog.
Senor Random says, have either of you guys seen Feast or Slither, and if you have, what did you think?
Nope.
I haven't been to a movie in a while.
Mellow Cork says,
What
was the last movie you were seeing?
Mine was Snakes on a Plane.
I think the last one I saw was X-Men 3.
I saw Borat a couple weeks ago. Moth says, you should call Riff Norbert. I hear he loves it. Fred Levi says, hey, Jake, I had this crazy dream where I ran from Nova Scotia, Canada, over to meet you, but met up with a Zach Johansson instead. It was odd. I never did meet you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, was Zach Johansson cool? Oh, I guess we could stop.
That sounds like a good... I'm running out of steam.
I'm just fucking with you, kid.
What?
Me. I'm just messing with you, kid. Senor Random says, Jake, did you ever see that Kids in the Hall sketch where someone stole Bruce's bike? It's hilarious. No.
I like the one where they forced Bruce to come up on stage and apologize for causing all that cancer.
I never actually saw any Kids on the Hall in the Hall.
Oh, Kids in the Hall are awesome.
I like Dave Foley. He's the only one I really know. Let's see. Glebe says, what do you think of the Phoenix Wrong animations?
I don't think I saw any of them.
Yeah, I didn't either. NovaKnight21 says, I work at a Chipotle. If you're ever in the Ohio area, I can get you free burritos. I never actually eat burritos from there. I eat burrito bowls.
Free burrito.
Shittle dicks.
Taryn Del Samir says, try Firefox 2 if you're not already, Jake. It seems to have fixed that problem for me. Oh, that's cool.
I've been kind of resistant to get Firefox 2 because I hear it's bloated and shitty.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it either way, but I figured I'd wait for 2.1 or 2.2.
Yeah. I guess we can go out on another Warren Zevon song. We'll play that Roll in the Headless Thompson Gunner song that whoever that was likes so much. Anyway, we're gonna be out of here.
Yeah, me too. See you later.
Bye.
Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. From 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, bleeding gore. Days and nights they battled, the band to their knees,
they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Oh, and the Thompson gunner. The Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. The you can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew out Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Talking about the man. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley.